The next coach on the conference is Rutgers' Eddie Jordan. The Scarlet Knights are 6-9 overall and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Rutgers will travel to Maryland on Wednesday before hosting Nebraska on Saturday. Coach Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Can you want to start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions for you.
Well, yeah, I'd like to say that as much as we're undermanned with injuries to three of our big guys, we still have great spirit. We're in the game. And we're in games, and I love our guys' competitiveness, their spirit. We're getting better execution-wise. Our half-court defense, I think, is pretty solid. But we're undersized, and it's a heck of a challenge for us, and we're looking forward to going to Maryland.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
Okay. And our first question comes from the line of Jerry Carino with Gannett, New Jersey.
Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, Jerry.
Just looking for an update on your injured guys. First, Jonathan Laurent, and then the other, three bigs, if there's anything new on that.
Well, Jonathan would be held out of practice today. He's still not feeling so well, and we have a day where we can give him a rest and then see how he is tomorrow. Hopefully he can practice tomorrow, but we're taking all the precautions to make sure he's healthy enough to compete.
Did he have a concussion, Eddie?
I'm not saying it's a concussion because I have not heard that from my medical team. It's just been a bump to the head, pretty painful at the time. He walked on his own. He didn't have concussion symptoms, but again, he's still in the evaluation.
Anything new on the other guys, Eddie? The other three bigs?
Well, we're going to have reevaluation. This is a week to reevaluate. Deshaun will be reevaluated on Wednesday, and Friday Shaq will be reevaluated. So it's an important week to see how close our guys are coming back to help us this year.
All right, then the last thing I wanted to ask you is how has Corey responded to you bringing him off the bench in the game on Saturday?
Well, again, watched the film. He gave great effort. He was a little bit off as far as his shot, his rhythm in the shot, the rhythm with his other teammates, executing some play sets. I liked his drawing kicks, just random play. He's got that talent. But as far as organizing us and reorganizing us through the clock, he still needs some work. But, again, just his natural talent. Outside of missing shots, his natural talent was pretty evident as far as helping his teammates getting some shots. So we'll see. Again, I said before, it's no secret. I'm not keeping it a secret. He experienced a bump in the road to maturity in Division I basketball. So hopefully we get on the same page, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with Scout.com.
Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Good, Sam.
Hey, I guess Jerry kind of touched on this with Corey Sanders, but do you expect him back to what he's been doing against Maryland?
Oh, we'll see. He's got tons of talent. He's very animated, and, there's some humble pie he needs to taste a little bit of, and we'll see where it goes. But, again, we have practice today, and we'll see where his head is today.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Eddie. I think Jerry and Sam both kind of asked the same similar questions, but I'm just curious. Over this next stretch of Maryland, Nebraska, Ohio State, what would you like to see out of your team just from a competitive standpoint?
That's good you asked me, Keith. I'm just finishing up practice, writing it up, and emphasize and reemphasize three areas that we really need to be good at, and one is offensive execution, playing, being disciplined throughout the clock. You don't have any good quality looks on the first or second side. Understand you got plenty of time, maybe 11 seconds, to reorganize yourself, to go to a third option that we have in most of our offenses. So staying organized or having to be reorganized throughout the clock and getting a quality look and not turn the ball over, going rushing too much. making the game too stressful, trying to score too early in the clock. That's one. Our half-court defense, our post defense has to improve. We have to be more physical and may have to give help. And the fact that our transition defense, we can't give anything easy. So those are three important things that we have to do. Offensive execution and discipline, make sure we're back because we're small, and making sure that we can defend in the post because we're small.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Don Morgis with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Eddie. How are you?
Good, Don.
I don't know how much you've seen on tape or on TV of Melo this year in terms of, you know, how he's grown as a player. I know you have some familiarity being in the D.C. area a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, his maturity is great, man. I mean, I'm hoping maybe he doesn't even want to finish the second semester, maybe goes pro real quick before we play him. No, he's really good. He's obviously one of the top, I think, five, and I'm being probably modest, five point guards in the country, probably top three. He'll probably say he's number one, and I wouldn't argue that either. But just what he does for the team, I mean, geez, Don, he drives, he kicks, he dimes his bigs, he sets the offense, he makes threes in clutch situations, he gets to the free throw line. He does. He has an entire package for a point guard. And, you know, he started out being in high school and his first year just like a combo guy. He played off the ball some, but now he's got the ball a lot, and a lot of great things are happening for him.
And just to follow up, compared to the team you'll face Wednesday night, just in terms of the additions they've made since last season with Suleiman, you know, Robert Carter and Diamond, how much more difficult is it to defend them than it was a year ago?
It's like the American dream, man. The rich get richer, and the guys underneath at the bottom of the ladder got to struggle. So it's going to be a struggle for us, but we're up to the challenge. It's a great opportunity for us to measure ourselves on their court against number 4 team in the country. And all the things I said earlier in the conference call, the three things we have to be good at. Let's get better in those areas and stay in the game.
Our next question comes from the line of David Driver with Washington Post Express.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk a little bit more about Diamond Stone. Obviously, he had his kind of breakout game here last home game. What are some of the challenges you guys will face against him?
Well, his size, his mobility. I mean, I saw him shoot a three. Geez, I hope we don't have to chase him out there at the three-point line. But, no, just his size, because we're small. I mean, we've lost three of our top three big men. So hopefully we can keep him off the box and not allow him to catch deep on us and dominate us with dunks and the dunks on the catch and without making a post move. So let's get back. Let's gang up on him as much as we can. But, you know, there's so many other weapons. We just have to have a perfect, complete game to be in the game against him.
Just a follow-up. I mean, I know it's early. He came in as a five-star recruit. I mean, where do you see him as a potential NBA player at this point?
Well, he better do a whole lot for Melo, you know, like carry his bag and go get donuts for him. And because Melo really sets him up really well in a lot of situations. Mm. And, yeah, man, he should go pro. I mean, it helps us next year, right?
Sure. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Coach, we appreciate your energy this morning. We will talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.